welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. We will be discussing all three games so far, the NBA Finals, a little bit of like the Stanley Cup Finals, which also has, they played Game 3 last night, and then we'll have a little bit of baseball news as J.W. DeGrom suffers a season-ending injury. He'll need Tommy John surgery. So we'll discuss that and other kind of baseball stuff a little bit, but we'll focus more on like kind of like last week with like the NBA and stuff like that, as those are like, you know, in their championship rounds and stuff like that, and you know, towards the end of the season. So transitioning into the NBA finals, we have, like I said, we are three games in. Game four is tonight in Miami. Nuggets are up three games, or not three games, up 2-1. They took game three on Wednesday night in Miami. Game four tonight in Miami. We'll have at least a game five. We'll be back in Denver on, I believe it's Monday. I think it's Monday. And then a game six, you know, if necessary, will be, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. And then, yeah, game seven is will be a week from Sunday, if necessary, type of thing, I believe, is how that schedule is going down as of now, I believe. We kind of had pretty typical, the games won by both teams have been kind of what they've been doing throughout the playoffs. Games 1 and 3 for Denver, pretty dominating performances by Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and, you know, enough help from supporting cast like Kadarius Caldwell-Pope, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., even like the backup center, Jeff Green, providing some minutes off the bench as Jokic gets, you know, a break and some rest. And then game two, Miami, you know, did what they've done a bunch of times this postseason, coming back from, I don't think it was double digits this time. I think it was like an 8-point, I think it was like 7-9, somewhere in that point range. Come back to win game two on the road. I believe it was also Denver's first home loss this postseason, as they were 8-0. Previous before that. And Denver had it. I think it was like 8-point lead. If I remember correctly, it was like, you know, a couple minutes left in the third quarter, so, you know, plenty of time. But, you know, as teams have kind of learned this postseason to not leave Miami like any hope, any room for hope. They almost did the same thing in game three. Denver kind of, they had like a double digit lead. I think it was like, it was less than 20. It wasn't like a huge lead. But, you know, they almost blew that. And that would have been devastating for them. Having, you know, you're down 2-1, having to play game four on the road. You lose that, you go back home with a chance to lose. With Miami, you know, chance to clinch on the road. So this is, you know, obviously a very important game for both Miami and Denver. Because, you know, Denver can win this. They are up 3-1. They have a chance to clinch their first title, first championship on home, at home. You know, front home crowd, everything like that. You know, Miami wins. We're going back to Denver, tied 2-2. And we come to best of three. With a very crucial game five, you know. But Denver should win. But, you know, Miami can, you know, even their two losses this final, I mean, more so game three than game one, but, you know, they've been able to hold their own, hang around. You know, they were able to do it in game two, but not so much game three. But, you know, they kind of need more of a performance out of Jimmy Butler, like he did in, like, you know, against the Celtics in the conference finals. Because, you know, in these losses, he's kind of average. He's been around, like, you know, the, you know, teens in terms of points. And I think, like, in their win, he was, like, you know, his typical 20-point, you know, maybe, like, 25 or something like that. I don't know what he averages for the regular season, but I think it was probably, you know, 25 or somewhere around there. That seems about right for him. I'm trying to think. I don't... Miami, I don't know if Tyler Hero has not played any of these games so far. I don't know if he's going to try and play tonight. He was injured, you know, the first game of the playoffs against Milwaukee. I think it was a fractured hand or something like that. So, you know, he's been sitting out for like almost 2 months. But he, you know, I think prior to game one, he was, you know, doing some shooting at shoot around and some, you know, some kind of like, you know, warm up drills type of thing, but didn't play in that game, or I don't think any of the others so far. So we'll see what happens. I haven't heard anything that he's playing or not. But I mean, they could kind of use him to have a little bit of guard depth, because they've kind of had, you know, they're relying on, like, the veteran, 37 years young, Kyle Lowry. And then I think they were using, I don't know who they had. I think they were using like maybe a Caleb Martin at shooting guard. So I think they started Kevin Love again in game three. So, you know, Tyler Hero definitely gave some guard depth to that roster. Because they also have Victor Oladipo, who got injured, I believe, in the Knicks series. So they're kind of low on some, you know, reliable, you know, backcourt, you know, players that they can rely on, who have, you know, Kyle Lowry, has some, you know, finals experience, playing with Toronto and winning a ring then. Hero was with the Miami Heat, you know, when they made the finals in the 2020 bubble season type of thing. You know, Jimmy Butler's on the team, Bam. I think, like, Duncan Robinson, I think Caleb Martin, some of those other guys, you know, that were undrafted also were on that team. Because, I mean, it was only 3 years ago, so, like, you know, a good majority of that team is still around, still on the roster, as they try and, you know, not... they're trying to for a better outcome than that. I also just saw, as I was scrolling ESPN before, you know, recording, or the ESPN app before recording, that Denver required, like, some, they required a first-round pick in next year's draft from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then they're sending the Thunder, like, a 2029... I think it's like a protected first round pick. Like, I don't know if it's like top 10, top. Let's see. Protected 2029 first round pick. Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't say. 2024 first and second round pick. And then a second round pick in this year's draft. So, definitely probably trying to, you know, get some draft picks and, you know, now that you know, you made the finals, you know, you want to do what you can to keep this championship window open. I don't really know who, because, I mean, they're pretty set as a roster. I mean, the only thing they can really do, I mean, you could probably get, like, a backup center. And the draft is, like, Jeff Green has, like, played, like, I think he's, like, 15 seasons or something, like 15, 16, this is for him. So, you know, I don't know if, you know, by the time, you know, that draft rolls around, if he'll be in the lead still or something like that. You know, just at that point, you know, with a championship in this, you're probably just drafting best available prospect, you know, maybe someone with some upside that you can take and build. You know, maybe provide some depth to your team and stuff like that. So that's basically kind of what you're looking at regardless of a championship roster, as opposed to, like, you know, someone who's picked in the lottery or a top five. Like, you really need a great player to pick and kind of, you know, change the direction of your team and franchise going forward. But I kind of expect, I mean, I would say, you know, Denver wins tonight. I mean, you know, they are the favorites going into this whole series. But, I mean, Miami played, you know, pretty well in a loss in Game 3. Then, you know, if they do tie this, we go back to Denver tied. I wouldn't be, you know, surprised in the littles at all. So, yeah. Trying to think, you know. Yeah, we'll have, like, you know, Game 7 would be, like, the end. You know, and we got, like, you know, draft came up, you know, some free agents. I think if I read it correctly, like, Chris Middleton of the Bucks is having, like, some kind of off-season surgery. I don't know if it's on, like, his knee again like he did last year. But, like, he's also up for, like, a contract extension, I believe, as well. So that'll, you know, is a big financial situation for the Bucks to look at. Just, you know, they signed Giannis to that max deal. 2020, yeah. And then, like, yeah, like, before the season started that year. But, you know, by doing that, you kind of put yourself in a financial situation because, like, Milwaukee's not a very large market for, you know, basketball or in sports in general. You know, Milwaukee, the Brewers, are also a very small market. Like, they have one of the top five lowest, like, salaries or payrolls, salary cap in the league. And I think, you know, the Bucks are kind of in the same situation. They might have a little bit more cap space, stuff like that. But, yeah, not much. So it's a thing to look around there. You know, we wrap up, I mean, by next Thursday show or next week show, you know, we could have, you know, like, a newly crowned NBA champion, or we could be getting ready for, you know, a Game 7 winner-take-all situation. I don't know. I don't think it's going to get that far. But, you know, it wouldn't also, I also wouldn't be surprised either, you know? So, kind of have to just, you know, wait and see. And we'll see what happens, you know, come next week's show and what happens. And regardless of what happens, you know, we'll talk about it, discuss it, dissect, react, all those fun things to it, and, you know, go from there. So, transitioning from one championship sports series to another, we had Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. I watched a full period and a half. So, I gave myself credit for watching hockey for that amount of time. It was tied 1-1 as when I last checked the score. And then they went to, I guess it went into overtime with the Panthers won in front of their home crowd. So, you know, they're still down 2-1, but, you know, and see there, I believe Game 4 is Saturday again in Florida. Yeah, I mean, I didn't, it's kind of hard. I mean, there was a lot of, like, I think there was a there was some scoring. They all happened, like, kind of quick. Like, it was in, like, the first, like, 10 minutes of the first period. So, like, you know, that was kind of the most interesting, you know, part of what I watched. And then after that, it was kind of like, you know, pretty typical hockey game with, you know, people are trying to score. They're doing their best, but, you know, they're passing it and they're shooting and nothing's going in type of thing. Quite a bit of penalties, I would say. Like, there's, like, some, like, there's one occasion where, like, both teams got penalized, so there was, like, they were playing 4-on-4 for a while. I think the goal I saw from Las Vegas was on a power play, and stuff like that. I didn't watch the rest. I don't know. I kind of like fell asleep a little bit. It was a long day, so and stuff like that. So, and I mean, I don't know. Like, it started at like 7 or something like that. So like, it wasn't like a late start time, you know? Because they start at 7, and I think, you know, NBA starts at, the NBA Finals start at 7:30. Though Game 2 started at 7, which was a little weird, but I don't know why they did that. Makes no sense, but, you know, can't do what they do. So, I mean, I'll probably watch a little bit more of Game 4 on Friday. Maybe I can watch a full 2 periods. And we'll go from there. So, like I said in previous episodes, I'm trying, but like I don't know if I should like maybe like, you know, as I'm watching on my laptop, pull up like, you know, rules or something like that, like a very, you know, basic kind of breakdown type of thing of like penalties and stuff like that and all that. Because, you know, you have like offsides, you have icing, which I think is offsides maybe, I don't know. Because like, I know there's offsides in like soccer, football. And it's also kind of very similar in like hockey, but maybe, I don't know. So we'll have to like just have to watch and see. Kind of go from there. But you know, maybe like right, yeah, tomorrow, like Game 4, I'll watch, you know, maybe 2 periods or something like that. Maybe all of it, I don't know. Because like, yeah, Game 3 went to overtime. Panthers won 3-2. So that was what happened there. As I didn't really even chat until like before recording, because I was like, oh yeah, that was last night, but then I was watching that and then I forgot. So yeah, and now transitioning to baseball news. We have a couple of things. Like I was talking about, like Jaden DeGrom, I guess, was injured, and then it was like breaking news. I think it was Wednesday that he didn't have to undergo Tommy John surgery. His second time having the procedure. He had it previously in 2010 or 2011, I believe. And Tommy John surgery, pretty brutal. Like, you're pretty much, you know, like, you're done for the season. And probably a little bit of that season. Like, he'll probably miss some of, like, spring training, you know, and stuff like that. Because it's usually about a year recovery time type of thing. Because, like, it's, you know, it's in your arm type of thing. I don't know what he did, but yeah, you tear usually or kind of strain or ligament or something like that in your arm, pitching arm, or non-pitching arm. Like, you can do it in your non-pitching arm too. And then, you know, you need Tommy John surgery, you know. And, you know, stuff like that happens. And, you know, I mean, I guess for, like, the Rangers, like, they've been playing very well, you know? And I believe they're definitely, like, close to first place. I think they were first place, like, last time I ever checked. Yeah, they have a 5-game lead in the division over Houston. I mean, I guess the good thing for them is, like, they did sign, you know, another pitcher, Nathan Eovaldi, during this offseason, where Jaden DeGrom was the previous one. So, like, you know, they did kind of have pitching. I don't know. I know they have, like, a pretty, you know, top-rated prospect in Jack Leiter, who's a pitching prospect, you know, son of another, like, a pitcher himself. So I don't know if maybe they'd call him up or maybe something like that, you know. Or, you know, there's also the trade deadline in, like, a month and a half. So, you know, there's something maybe they can get, like, you know, either a rental or someone that has, like, maybe a year more on their contract that they can, you know, do. So, well, that's definitely interesting. And then, I guess, another thing. Yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see what they do. I mean, you have options, but, like, you know, if you have a 5-game lead, you kind of want to make sure you do something, because 5-game lead in baseball is nothing. Like, we're not even to, like, the All-Star break, you know, the trade deadline. You know, that can disappear. And, like, you know, in 3 weeks, you can be 5 games behind. You know, it can change real quick. So, you know, we'll see what Tatis does. You know, I don't know if they would... They might be able to sign... I mean, I don't know if there's any, like, free agents that they should sign, but, like, yeah, they probably, like, either look from, like, their minor league system to, like, you know, fill it up or, you know, trade deadline situation that they can do. And then another thing that happened was with I just recently that the Toronto Blue Jays, I'd say it right, words, yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays designated Anthony Bass for assignment after, you know, tweeting or sharing some controversial, you know, anti-LGBTQ plus social media posts. Yeah, social media posts. Like, he, you know, basically the gist was it was around, like, you know, boycotting, like, you know, kind of, like, you know, sales of, like, Pride stuff through, like, Target and then the Bud Light thing, calling it, like devil and demonic stuff like that, basically. So, like, you know, they kind of, like, had some conversations, I guess, with him, and, like, you know, he apologized, deleted the tweet, did all this stuff, was, you know, I guess it's Pride weekend in Toronto that they do stuff like that, because it is June, so, you know, and they were going to do, I guess he was going to catch the ceremonial first pitch from, I guess, a local member or activist from Toronto, the community type of thing, today, I guess, but, you know, that Disney for assignment, so that's not going to happen, obviously. Like, you know, he did kind of apologize, and but he also kind of was like, I don't see what I shared was wrong. It's like, well, you can't, like, call the group of people demonic and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking that you didn't do anything wrong. I think it was like evil and demonic, something like that, you know. So, you know, stuff like that. I think also kind of hiding, you know, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing, I guess. So, yeah, the Disney for assignment, so basically, like, you know, I think teams have, like, a certain time period, like, you can claim the player, basically, and then, like, you know, if nothing happens like that, then they basically get, I think, sent to the minors or released, something like that. It kind of varies, I think. It's kind of interesting, like, that, all that situation with, like, Disney for Simon, like, all that stuff. It's weird. You know, I've been following baseball my whole life, you know. You know, I would play, like, or I play the, you know, baseball video game, MLB The Show, and, like, you know, you can do, like, a franchise kind of control, and, like, you know, you designate people for Simon. It tells you what it means. I still don't understand it. It's kind of like the balk. It's been explained, but I'm like, I don't know what a balk really is or how you do it. It's, yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's like, I don't really understand what's this, but, you know, it's there. I'm going to figure out one of these days, you know. I'm going to finally know what it is, along with, like, this, you know, this whole Disney for assignment thing. But, you know, yeah, those are kind of some big news in regard, you know. Both bad, both not good. Maybe Bass will learn his lesson. I kind of doubt it, but, you know, maybe type of thing. So, yeah, those are that. We haven't really seen anything else in baseball. You know, we're cruising on 2 months in. You know, we also had some stuff. Oh, who else? I think, like, I don't think there's any other, like, major news that I can recall other than those two. Like, yeah, we're 2 months in almost. You know, we have, you know, All-Star break is, I think, about a month. It's around a month away. I think, like, I was, like, Sunday or Monday, they opened up the voting for All-Star. You know, the All-Star game and stuff like that. And then You also have the MLB draft, which usually is like in June. Like it's usually around this time. It's usually that it's like the first, like, you know, first or second Thursday or weekend in June. But I guess they do it. It's in July now. I think they kind of started that like during COVID or the first year after, or like 2021 type of thing, where they started doing it in like a July, like before the All-Star break and stuff like that. Cause like there's only like five or so rounds. Like there's not as many as there used to be. Like there used to be 40 rounds, which was pretty insane. I mean, I get like, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, roster rooms on like, you know, an MLB team as opposed to like NFL, NBA, NHL, all that stuff. But like 40 rounds is a lot. Like I could see like a 20, you know, like a 15 to 20, but I think they do like 10 or something like that. They don't do as many anymore. So, you know, that's, you know, right around All-Star, you know, the All-Star break. And then, you know, All-Star break, trade deadline is, I believe it's, I think it's August 1st or July 31st. It's usually one of those two. Used to be July 31st, but then, like, they kind of changed it, I think, to, like, August 1st. Maybe they changed it back this year, you know. It kind of varies in that time within now. But that's pretty much all I had in, you know, you know, the list of, you know, things to discuss for this week's episode. Like I said, next week we'll discuss whatever happens, you know, with the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, all that stuff. And, you know, react, discuss all that stuff. I'm going to watch a full hot game. It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. Maybe, you know, ideally it'd be like, you know, it's game four, but we'll see. Maybe, you know, when a team has the opportunity to clinch type of thing, maybe then, you know. But yeah. So definitely it's been probably the shortest episode, but, you know, I kind of had stuff I kind of wanted to talk about. I kind of did it. And, like, you know, we kind of already discussed some, like, previews of, like, you know, hockey and football or basketball last week. So, like, you know, just kind of building off that. So, you know, it kind of happens and not much else, you know. So, but yeah, that's the episode. So we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening and have a good week.